Hello everyone, and you're listening to the MentorPad podcast. My name is Priyanka Dani and I completed my bachelor's in mechanical with specialization in automotive engineering in the year 2019. I currently work at Dole Controls as a product design engineer in the field of model-based controls design. My journey from being an undergraduate student to working in the controls domain has not been that simple. You see, about a year ago on 26th May, I decided to defer my admission to University of Michigan. In July, I was supposed to go for my visa interview, and in August, I was supposed to fly out. I had been planning for masters since my second year. So you guys must be wondering, what changed and what did I do next? I will be sharing my experience of dealing with the question, what after graduation? I will be talking about the importance of networking, searching for internships, as well as about the controls industry. I hope that my story will help you in planning your goals and charting your own career path. So keep listening. Let's go a few years back to my third year winter semester. I was busy searching for an internship for the summer vacation. I had already completed one during my second year and fulfilled my credit requirements. So this gave me time and an option to explore a little bit more while searching for this internship. At that same time, I had started reading a lot about EVs and the upcoming technologies. Some of the reports that impressed me the most were from a government organization known as the National Institution for Transforming India, NITI Aayog. Curious to learn more, I visited their website and found an internship form. I immediately applied for a month internship program under the Infrastructure and Transportation Department. While I was at it, I went and visited a few more websites of the institutions whose work inspired me. I applied for an internship program at IIT Madras and even found out about the Automotive Mobility Summer School program at RWTH Aachen. I was pretty happy with my search as well as my applications. After a long waiting period, I finally had two affirmative responses. In the month of May, I travelled to New Delhi for my internship at NITI Aayog. I was assigned a project on the implementation of intelligent transport systems in smart cities. To give you guys an idea of what intelligent transport is, it is basically a set of technologies which allows the transportation of goods and people in a safe, convenient, and efficient manner. So it includes a list of technologies like traffic management services, traveler information services, vehicle safety and control systems, and so on. My project at the organization was quite different from what I did in engineering. For a change, I had to focus on the what part of the solution rather than the how. For this, I went through a number of case studies of ITS being implemented in India. I attended conferences conducted by NITI to gauge possible collaborations between the industry and the government. I studied the smart city policy and even conducted a survey of the residents of Pune. Taking all of this into consideration, I came up with a solution which would help promote a safe neighborhood with shared transportation by introducing ITS at a micro level. I presented my idea in front of the Director General of Development Monitoring and Evaluation Office. I must admit though that towards the last week, I was a bit crunched for time as I had to present, submit my review and also prepare for my travel to Germany. My summer school in Aachen began in the month of June. Unlike my internship at NITI, this experience was all about learning. We had regular classes during the week and our coursework included courses on battery technology, advanced propulsion systems and autonomous vehicles. We had regular tests and we were graded. As a part of our autonomous vehicles course, we had to build a simple vehicle model using Lego Mindstorms and program it to carry out 5 simple tasks. The first task was to simply make the robot follow a straight trajectory. The fifth task was to carry out parallel parking with minimum supervision. We were also taken for a number of field visits during our summer school. We visited the Mercedes-Benz Museum in Stuttgart, the Ford Aachen Research Center, ICA or Institute für Kraftfahrzeuge Aachen, factory of DAF trucks in Eindhoven. Our visit to the Deutz engine factory was one of the most memorable. During our tour of the factory, we were introduced to their autonomous material handling system. I was extremely fascinated by how these bunch of robots performed their tasks meticulously, traveled from one point in the factory to the other by avoiding accidents, and all of this with minimum supervision. As I returned to Pune to complete my final year at Automotive Research Association of India, I already had a project in mind. For my final year project, we decided to develop a pre-programmed auto-navigation vehicle for material handling. This was the third and the most important experience. During these 6 months, I actually came to realize where I stood in terms of the skills that count in the industry. A simple problem of making our material handling robot to move a straight trajectory involved a lot. This is where I was introduced to the field of controls. Controls engineering was what went into making the bot move. Till now, I had studied about almost all the subsystems that went into making an automobile. However, these subsystems were like black bodies. Like, I knew what were the inputs, I knew what were the outputs, but I was not too familiar with the process. Controls was what lied beneath the surface. It formed the very core of all the systems that I had learned about or seen. As I continued working on my final year project, my interest in the field of controls increased exponentially. By the end of my final year, I had answered 3 crucial questions. I knew where the industry stood in terms of technology. I knew where the industry was heading in India as well as abroad. And I also knew what I stood to offer. I spent days reflecting on my answers. For the first time since second year, I was asking the question, why did I choose to go for master's in the first place? I came to realize that although it was a good golden opportunity, my reasoning behind it was somewhat shallow. You see, during our engineering, we are haunted by the question, what are your plans after graduation? We also have this misconception that there are only 2 options. One, you either sit for placements, or 2, you go for higher studies. When I made the decision for master's, I had little knowledge of the industry. I thought maybe working in India right after graduation meant limited options for work. I felt that if I went for master's instead, I would get more time to decide where I wanted to see myself in the automotive industry. However, now, given my experience, my internships, I could see the bigger picture. I knew what I had to work on and where I should aim for. After analyzing all of this, I finally decided on 26th of May to stay back and explore the field of automotive controls a bit more. Once the decision had been taken, it was time to take action. I had no academic background in controls, and so I knew I had to begin by upskilling myself right from the basics. This was where I faced my first problem. Whenever I used to Google about courses on controls, I used to get a list of courses on a number of different platforms, and that used to leave me confused and overwhelmed. This was where LinkedIn came to the rescue. So I had a LinkedIn profile since the second or third year of engineering, but I never really used it because I used to think that it was for professionals who wanted to network or search for jobs. I was pretty wrong. As I developed my LinkedIn profile, started following a number of company pages, networked with a number of people in the automotive controls industry, I started getting a better idea of the skills that I needed to acquire. So there were a number of words that I found were common throughout these profiles and throughout these company pages. I started researching about these terms like model-based controls design, embedded systems design, and I started finding courses that were much more relevant. I used to go through the course content modules, I used to seek advice from the people I had networked, and then making a choice between these number of courses became much more easier. So my journey of upskilling myself went pretty smoothly when I talked to the right people in the domain. By the month of August, having completed a range of courses, I had developed a better understanding of the field. I realized that it was now time to search for internships or training programs that would help develop my skill set as well as my resume. This was when I came across the post on Dole Controls' LinkedIn page about a meet and greet. Dole Controls is a Michigan-based company which provides services in the field of automotive controls and software development. They provide solutions in powertrain, e-drive, ADAS, vehicle-to-vehicle connectivity, and so on. I had been following Dole Controls for quite some time, and the meet and greet was going to be an informal networking event which would give me an opportunity to speak with Ani Dole, the engineering and operations head. I immediately set up an appointment and showed up at their office with a host of questions. We had a great informal chat about the field, about what I can explore further, and even about University of Michigan. Towards the end, Anisa told me about a 3-month research internship program that they were going to conduct in Pune. I applied for the same, and this is how I secured my first internship in the controls domain. My internship at Dole Controls began in the month of October. We were divided into teams, and our first project was to develop a hybrid electric vehicle model. An HEV consists of a number of subsystems like the engine, battery, motor, generator, vehicle body, and so on. I feel the beauty of model-based design lies in the fact that we can integrate all of these individual subsystems in a single environment, generate a controller logic which would ensure that these subsystems work efficiently and safely, and test all of this. More the number of subsystems, obviously, greater is the complexity. So, developing a hybrid electric vehicle model as our first project was a great challenge. It required a month to get the system working and another one to get reasonable outputs. However, during this entire process, we were continuously making mistakes and learning from them. By the end of these 2 months, we had a really good understanding of where things could go wrong, and we used to make sure that we avoid those mistakes and ensure that the development is taking at a good pace. So all of this actually helped me in gaining confidence on my ability to work with tools and design control systems. My internship at Dole Controls eventually culminated into a job offer. It's been 10 months now I have been working at Dole Controls, and I have worked on a range of projects in the field of powertrain, in the field of ADAS, and I can genuinely say that during these 10 months, I have made a number of mistakes, learned from them, and that is one of the best ways of learning a new skill, of learning about a new domain. As we come towards the end of the podcast, I would like to leave you guys with a few pointers. The next time somebody asks you the question, "Hey, what are your plans after graduation?" take a pause. Understand that this question does not have only two options. You can design your own option C by figuring out your career goals and chalking your own career path. Start by answering the 3 simple questions I had mentioned earlier. 1. Where does the industry stand? 2. Where is the industry heading? And 3. What do you stand to offer? Once you have some clarity as to what are your career goals, the next step would be to figure out a career path. For this, start networking with people working in the industry. Their advice will make up for the experience that you lack. Start searching proactively for opportunities and internships. Start learning about your field. Start taking up courses and signing up for newsletters. The more knowledge you have, the more clarity you will gain. And finally, each and every industry is dynamic. What was relevant yesterday may not necessarily be relevant today. So it is most important to keep questioning yourself, to keep questioning your career goals, and if need be, restructuring them from time to time. If you guys feel lost and need some form of a guidance, or if you need more information about the controls domain, automotive industry, or even the bachelor's curriculum, do feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'm always there and happy to help. Apart from that, thank you for giving this podcast a listen. I truly hope that the advice that I've given you helps you in your journey, and all the best for your bright future.